For 5 decades, the Capitol Christmas tree has been selected and cut from a national forest before making its way to Washington, D.C. for display. 2012 marks the third time it's come from Colorado. And today's visit to Greeley is one of the last stops before the tree moves on to the state of New Mexico. It was also a chance for people to eat Christmas goodies and sign the white plastic encasing the 70-foot-long tree, including 8-year-old classmates Mary Jane Klein and Ethan Tong.
And I think the tree is so big.
Yeah, it was really
huge. I think it's awesome that you get to come and sign the banner.
Yeah.
And see the tree.
I mean, that's the biggest tree I've ever seen.
Moving a giant Engelmann spruce isn't easy, and it's exactly as fuel inefficient as you might think. Blanco District Ranger Ken Coffin says the 20-day road trip that started in western Colorado, where the tree was cut, took months of planning. It also requires a half dozen support vehicles and an 11-person support crew.
An entourage, I guess, is a good way to describe it.
Coffin says donations are making the trip possible. Everything from gasoline to crane service.
You know, just to get the tree on the truck, that's $10,000 to $15,000 worth of crane service that was donated by Specialized Crane and Rigging out of Newcastle. So there's just a bunch of those different sponsors and individuals that have come together to help make this happen.
The U.S. Forest Service is also promoting the effort as a way to raise money for rehabilitating the High Park and Waldo Canyon burn zones. U.S. Forest Service wildlife biologist Natasha Gettert says that also means reminding people that even though the fires are over, the work has just started.
I mean, it gives us a chance to go across the country and talk about our national forests and talk about celebrating our great outdoors and how, I mean, that's an important part of this project.
The Capitol Christmas Tree Tour will visit 9 more states before arriving in the District of Columbia the Monday after Thanksgiving, which leaves plenty of viewing time before Christmas. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.